Welcome back to it, Art. If you missed it on Friday, the unemployment numbers continue to set remarkably low records. It's incredible. 3.5%, the unemployment rate dropped from 3.7% to 3.5%. 136,000 non-farm jobs added to the economy in September, which is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, when we were going to school, 4%, 4.5% was considered full employment. More people working today than ever in America. It's the lowest level since 1969 December. Also, the measure includes discouraged workers and underemployed that fell 0.3% to 6.9%. And that's its lowest number in almost 20 years. The all-time low is 6.8%. Stocks opened higher following the jobs report. The Dow went up 100.5. So it's all good news as far as that goes. So you've seen a bit of a dying down of the media cheerleading for a recession. But don't worry, they'll be back. First sign of any problem, they'll be back cheerleading a recession. They figure that's one way they can get to the president, potentially. And make no mistake, the reason that there's all this going on with the impeachment and the whistleblower and the second whistleblower, and there'll be a third and a fourth and a fifth, whatever it takes, it will continue. This barrage will continue. They believe that they have the president on the ropes here. They think they've been pushed up against the ropes. I don't believe that's true. I talk to all sorts of people every day. I talk to Democrats who look at this whole thing with a phone call to Ukraine and go, it's not an impeachable offense. It might be in bad taste. It might not be good form. But impeachable? Even Democrats I know say no. Some say yes. Don't get me wrong. Some say, oh, it's absolutely impeachable. He's done this and that, a whole host of things, you know. They have difficulty saying what it is that he's being impeached for, but they go after it anyway. By the way, the whistleblower, the first whistleblower, whistleblower number one, did not disclose contact with Schiff's committee. The intelligence community whistleblower, who alleged misconduct at the White House over President Trump's call to the Ukrainian president, did not disclose contact with House Intel Committee Chair and Adam Schiff's staff. Did not disclose that to the Intelligence Committee Inspector General. Don't you think that would be kind of an important point? Oh, by the way, I've been talking to Adam Schiff's chief of staff and so forth. That's okay, right? Never mentioned. Just showing the level of shadiness you're dealing with here. The level of shadiness. And by the way, Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, says the whole whistleblower saga, just another giant distraction. We're going to hear from Jim Jordan here. It's Bite 2. He said it's one giant distraction from the truth about real corruption and the president going after it. Bite 2 with Jim Jordan. Go.
It's not President Trump's fault that Joe Biden's son was hired by Burisma, this company that had a long history of corruption. I think the president, when he's trying to decide how American tax dollars are going to be spent and what countries they're actually going to go to, it's his job to make sure there's not corruption. So when the vice president's son is hired by this company that Mr. Volcker told us had a long history of corruption, was linked to the government in Ukraine, I think that's the president doing his job.
And the media. The media doesn't like you questioning the narrative either. Many of the mainstream news outlets don't like people questioning the narrative or how we got here. You answer their questions the way they want those questions answered, or there could be hell to pay. I'm speaking of Chuck Todd, Lucky Chucky Todd here on Meet the Press on NBC. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is on the program, laying down all the groundwork for the fact that this is a scam and that it's all a bunch of tawdry lies. And Chuck Todd didn't seem to like it much. It was bite number eight this morning. Bite number eight with Chuck Todd just getting a little bit hot, to say the least. Bite eight, go.
I have my third letter into the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee asking to just confirm, are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that text?
Senator, I have no idea.
So again,
why,
that's why, a setup. It is entirely relevant to this point.
Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here. I have no idea why we're going here.
Senator, because this is underlying exactly why President Trump is upset and why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Senator Johnson, please. We please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to make Donald Trump feel better here that you're not criticizing him? I'm just trying to ask you a simple question of what made you...
If that doesn't show you just how biased Chuck Todd and NBC News are, you're not willing to look or listen. Senator Johnson, you will answer my question the way I want it answered, or you will be thrown off my TV show. Do you understand me? Anyhow, it's complete, utter nonsense. The Fox News propaganda. He referred, if you don't like the answer of your guest, try to smear them by saying you're just putting on Fox News propaganda. That's one way to go. One way to go. Meanwhile, strangely enough, CNN was actually conducting some journalism over the weekend. I know it's shocking, but true. I want to go back to Bite 7. In Michigan, the General Motors strike, as it is across the country, drags into week three here. And a lot of the people on the picket line are Trump supporters, or at least they were. CNN wanted to find out if they had been changing their mind yet, if they still supported the president. Bite 7 from CNN. Go.
But most we spoke to see impeachment as little more than politics.
I think it's a lot of just people don't like him. They want him out of office. The left and the media.
John Scans voted for Trump in 2016 and had concerns early on. 6 months ago, he thought Joe Biden might be an option. Now, he says, the push for impeachment has him supporting the president more than ever.
They are there for one thing now and one thing only, and that's to try to impeach the president.
And there it is. Proof that on occasion CNN actually does news. Incredible, isn't it? I just wanted to share that with you. Happy Monday to you. There's a little CNN doing a practicing journalism. Incredible to see, but every now and then you can mine that out of there. 25 after on the program today, Jenny Beth Martin will be on the way here shortly, as will the professor, Alan Sachs. He's coming up here in a moment as well. A lot to cover here. Impeachment, is it going to happen? I think it might. Removal, very unlikely. We'll see, though. It's the Steve Gerber Show.